Good morning. It is Friday, May the 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin this morning in the presence of the risen Lord Jesus Christ in consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you, and we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, For the Love of a $100 Bill. Our text is 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Hear now the word of the Lord. Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. The word of the Lord. Wow, guys, that's stunning. Those verses. Now consider this. Love is not a fleeting feeling, but a forceful fact. John said earlier, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. That's 1 John 3:16. Today, John says it in yet another way. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. I've got a close friend named Paul. If you're listening, you'll remember that I told this story. I kind of told it in the afterglow about, I don't know, a few days ago. I'd forgotten that this was coming up in our book. So you'll hear it again here. It's worth telling again. I have a close friend named Paul who usually carries several $100 bills in his pocket. One day, he quietly slipped one to me. Wow, what a great gift, I thought, as I embraced and thanked him. I could tell it gave him joy to give it to me. Within minutes, I found myself talking to one of my friends whom I knew struggled weekly to make ends meet. Something in me rose up and inspired me to quietly slip that $100 bill to my friend. He thanked me profusely and embraced me. I could tell this was hitting him at a really good time. I felt elation within as I walked away from that encounter. Not only that, but when I told Paul about what I did with the $100, it made him glad all over again. and I found myself glad about his gladness. Paul gave the money to me out of his love for me. I gave the money to my friend out of love for him. And in freely giving the love Paul had given me to my friend, the love of Paul was mysteriously made complete in me, which was the love of God. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Love is most fully experienced when the gladness of the giver meets the gratitude of the recipient. Love is made complete when the gladness of the giver gets expressed through the generosity of the recipient to release the gift forward to yet another. If I'm starting to sound circular in my argument, it's because love is, in fact, circular. But love is not a circle. Love's circle never closes itself, but expands in an outwardly spiraling movement. I call it spirillical. Love is the ordinary yet supernatural expression of the ever-expanding, outward-moving, spirillical revolution of self-giving generosity. Okay, how about that? That's a definition. I'm going to repeat it. Love is the ordinary yet supernatural expression of the ever-expanding, outward-moving, spirillical revolution of self-giving generosity. Yeah, I think I might even just amend that a little bit. I don't like self-giving because I don't think this comes from the place we call self. I think it comes from God-giving. The outward moving spirillical revolution of God giving generosity, or perhaps life giving generosity, or perhaps it is eternal life giving generosity. Who is Jesus? I don't know if I've ever edited on the spot like this, but I'm inviting you into it. No one has ever seen God. But every time this kind of self-giving generosity, this eternal life-giving generosity emerges in the world, God is made manifest. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Living through him. Get this now. Through him, not for him. Through him is the miracle of the gospel. It means we become originals, which is to say points of origin, places where the love of God is originated in the world. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, you are truly the original. The OG. You are original love, and you are ever ready to originate your love in and through us. Would you nudge me out of my safe self-comfort zone and into a place of originating love for others? I want you to live your life of profound love in and through others, in and through me, for others. I pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. I want you to live your life of profound love in and through me, for others. That's it. The journal today, the journal prompts, what would it mean for your life to become an originating source of the love of Jesus for others? How would this look different than your life looks right now. And what step might you take in that direction? We're going to sing a song. It's not in our hymnal. I was just moved to this old, it's not that old, it's like 1960s, but it's a song from the Jesus Revolution. It's called "They Will Know We Are Christians." And you'll probably remember it. We'll just sing it. We'll do our best to sing it together in a minute. But I'm just thinking back about what I shared the other day. What step will you take, might you take, might I take in that direction? And certainly, I don't want to reduce this. You remember the other day we talked about the Benjamin Franklin Seed Club Challenge and that whole $100 bill dynamic. You know, interestingly, after I told you all that story and I told you people are always giving me $100 bills, which of course I'm just then going out and looking for the place where Jesus wants to land those seeds. Well, there was a couple, John and Judy, who I was gone over to my daughter's graduation in Charleston, South Carolina, and they showed up in church in Gillette on that Sunday. It was Mother's Day. And so I didn't know they were coming, obviously. They didn't know I was gone. But my gosh, my church was so excited to see them. I started getting texts that Sunday morning, and oh man, people visited with them and embraced them and just really loved on them. And we had a great service. I mean, I wish I could, if you want to go watch a great worship service, watch that one on Mother's Day on YouTube. Just Google Gillette Methodist Church, G-I-L-L-E-T-T, YouTube. And you'll see Robert. This is unbelievable story unfolding in Robert. He did the children's sermon. He and Jay McLean, one of our farmers, did the sermon, and it was fantastic. All of it was great. But Scott, our lead farmer, I call him, he stops by my house on Monday after I'm back, and he's got an envelope in his hand. And he said, you know, these folks that came to church Sunday just left this for you. And I opened it up, and guys, there was $200 bills and a $50 bill. Okay, they were, I'm sure they put an offering there in the plate on Sunday, but they said, this is for JD. And it said, here's some fun money for you. And I thought, I'm like, here we go. We're going to have some fun then. And so, as you would imagine, though, this has just happened. Those bills are burning a hole in my pocket. They're just looking for places to land. And, you know, a lot of people, when I tell this kind of story, they're like, well, anyway, I just want to say thanks, John and Judy, for that act of love, and just know what you've jumped into here. And people think, well, I can't afford to give $100 away like that all the time. I'm like, well, I can't either. I'm a preacher, for crying out loud. But what I'm learning and have learned over these years is I can't afford not to do it. Love, to stay love, has to keep moving as love. And it's not some kind of a rule. It's not something that I do every day. It's just as the Lord leads. And it is, it really kind of is. It's like, it's a little bit of a stretch. And yeah, I got, you know, three kids in college still paying for the fourth. You know, you think you got bills? I can probably match you. It's not about affording. It's about releasing. Think of that great hymn, "Freely, freely you have received." You know it. Freely, freely you have received. freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others will know that I live. What a powerful chorus. That's it. That's how God works. It says, no one's ever seen God, the text says. No one's ever seen God. But we've seen Jesus. He's God. Of course, we haven't seen him like, you know, in person. We meet him in person when we come across a Paul who just freely slips the Benjamin Franklin over as an act of love. And it's almost like you're saying, I'll see your 100 and I'll raise you 100, and you're passing it on. Anyway, I'm just inviting you to not do it, but pray about doing it. See what happens. Tell me the story. All right, you ready to sing? We're going to sing "They Will Know We Are Christians." I think I can remember the words. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Remember one more verse. I think it goes like this. All praise to the Father, all praise to the Son, and all praise to the Spirit who makes us one. And all praise to the Son of God, making it up, the risen one. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. I think I made up the end of that one, but it worked. Well, guys, that's the point, isn't it? Then Jesus said, they'll know you're my followers. How? By the way you love each other. By your t-shirts? No. By how well you sing? No. By how many people come to church? No. No, no, no. By how much you read the Bible? No. That's good. It's important. That's not how they'll know. They'll know by your love. So let's just be encouraged today. It's Friday. Let's get out there on the spiritual. Let's challenge ourselves to go beyond what we think we can do and just actually become the love of God in Jesus Christ for someone else today. All right, I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.